Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, now it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 22nd day of September 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it is currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I think it's going to heat up again, but it's fall. God damn, man. What a fucked winter. Fuck summer. I almost called it winter because I hate winter so bad. It's the worst goddamn summer of my life. At any rate, how's the weather day out there, Nazi Joyzy, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level mean, we've got a spectacular day. I mean, this is probably one of the best days we've had in, God, it's got to be the last 4 or 5 months easily. It's 33% humidity, it's 70 degrees, bright sunny skies, big blue skies with no chemtrails up there. And strangely enough, I feel pretty darn good. It's amazing how that always happens when there's no chemtrails. It's amazing how my energy level feels better and I just have a better sense of well-being and I don't feel like someone whacked me behind the head with a 2x4. Amazing how that happens.
Actually, it'd be a beautiful day here if it wouldn't, if it didn't, the smoke didn't burn your eyes and burn your nose. And
oh, I bet. How many acres are they say are still burning out there, roughly?
Oh, the whole goddamn state's on fire. I'm not sure what the count is right now. It's kind of.
Well, you still got them ultra dry conditions, right? You haven't had any rain.
Oh, huh? No rain here. We've had, like I said, about 30 minutes of rain the whole goddamn summer. And, I mean, it's dry. It's dry, dry. But at least the humidity is coming up, you know, like in the morning time. You can start to get up around 39, 40%. But
yeah. Now you're almost up to mummy level.
Yeah, almost.
I tell you, 33%, because I got a stack of wood. You know, my neighbor lost one of those big oak trees in that storm that came through a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
A few of them. And I cut them up and I split them. And now that it's down to 33%, you can almost hear the moisture being sucked out of the wood.
That's a good thing. You want it nice and dry. Anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything particular rubbing you the wrong way this morning?
I saw a video. It was up on our website before, and it was talked about the exploding mail trucks. And I was like, yeah, okay, because they're 24 years old, and they were only rated for 24 years or something like that. So now they're just mysteriously just catching fire because, of course, they don't have an entire fucking division that maintains their vehicles and would actually do the maintenance that it needs to prevent that kind of thing, which is complete bullshit. I actually know one of these post office mechanics. He actually retired not that long ago after like 30 years doing it, their Motor T. And I tell you what, they do a pretty good job of keeping the maintenance up on those vehicles. So this bull crap that these vehicles, well, they're 24 years old, that's why they're just suddenly exploding all over the place. It's just, I don't know what's a bigger bull crap story, our financial system, the Epstein suicide, or exploding mail trucks.
Well, I think they make the intake manifolds on those mail trucks out of C4, and once it dries out, you know, a little bump or anything can set it off.
Oh, well, that'll do it. Either that, or it was made by that, or the mail trucks are made by that automotive truck company, Antifa.
Yeah, that could very well be, too. Anyway, what I got going here is law professor, let immigrants become president by amending the Constitution. Boy, we
that's not going to fly with the Jews because the Jews don't want anything to do with that. They pick who's going to be president. So I guess we better go consult Netanyahu about that. Or better yet, let's just go to the guy who actually makes the final decision. Well, that's going to be the one of the Rothschilds.
Well, whether they make the final decision or not, well, you know, they're talking about being a natural-born American. I just love the way they define it in this bullshit fucking story. But anyway,
have we gone to another twist? And you know, this word salad, and this what do you call it? Where they turn the definitions of words into spaghetti, you know, because, of course, English isn't English anymore.
No, English isn't English anymore, and the history of the country isn't the history of the country anymore. The only naturalized citizens that there ever were in this country were the founders of this country, and they had to be naturalized because they'd created a new country. Other than that, to become a natural-born citizen, you got to be born into American goddamn you know, two Americans, and you can't be anything else. And, you know, we'll go on into it and we'll look at it when we get back.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, law professor. Let immigrants become president by amending the Constitution. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And why would somebody, put something like that in their Constitution that you had to be a natural-born citizen?
Henry, before you go into that, maybe you want to remind people, because we have discussed this on the radio show quite a few times, but what constitutes a natural-born citizen?
And well, when you can't be nothing else. I mean, where you don't have to, like Mitt Romney, you know, when he went to make his bid for president in the last election, he had a Canadian mother, a Cuban father, and was born in Canada. So he had to fill out paperwork, and you know, he could have been a Cuban. He could have been a Canadian, which he was. That's where he went to school there and what might have you. He was a Canadian. And then he had to get himself naturalized through paperwork. A natural-born American national, you can't be anything else. There's no dual passport. I mean, I'm not connected with any other country. Myself, my parents were born here. Their parents were born here. Their parents were born here. I'm pretty sure I'm a natural-born American national. But
wait. You're talking about Romney or Ted Cruz?
I'm Ted Cruz. And you take what's the other one there in Florida? Who had both Cuban parents. That little shit. I won't think of his name right off the bat. But both his parents were Cubans. I'm pretty sure they came in illegally. But because international law was set up for the crown heads of Europe. So that if they're dignitaries and stuff, you know, if their children were born over here in America or they were born in any one of the countries they were invading or trying to control, they were still British fucking citizens. You know, even a foreign country, you know, like Colombia or what might have you, maybe their parent was an ambassador to Colombia and the kid was born as, it's who your parents are. And let's take a little look here. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A pair of law professors are now arguing for an amendment to the United States Constitution that would repeal the requirement for presidents to be natural-born citizens of the United States and have only one living. You know, most of this goddamn government, they're not second and third, first generation. That AOC, whatever the hell that critter is, I think she's first fucking generation, and she wasn't even born here. And she's sitting in the goddamn Congress, man. You wonder why your country's falling apart and everybody, this is the greatest country in the fucking world. Let's get here and make it like our trash hole we came from. Because, I mean, like, you know, them coming across from fucking Mexico and Honduras and fucking El Salvador carrying their flags. That's conquest. And the bottom line is the idea of immigration, which was fucking illegal anyway, because they're giving away what belongs to all of us without taking it from us first through the due process of the law, which they cannot use to take it away from us. And they're giving it to foreigners.
What about Obama, President Obama, real name Barry Satoru, who was born over there in Kenya? In fact, I got a copy of his birth certificate that clearly shows he was born in Kenya. I think he was actually not eligible for president.
Well, neither was fucking Trump. His mom was fucking born in Scotland. I'm sorry. He wasn't. Both his parents, he could have been a Scottish citizen, I guess, or an American citizen, I guess. But they're not fucking natural born nationals of this country. A natural born means you can't be anything else, right?
And that is the definition in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1.
Correct.
No person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president.
See, that's the only place they put a clause in for naturalization, because the people that were born in this country that fought the so-called Revolutionary War, the hijack, came to change this country. It was a new country. And they were still British citizens, so they had to be naturalized over to be American citizens. That's all they could be. Because they couldn't even be natural born Americans because they weren't born in America. They were born in
there was no America up to that point because it was all British colony.
Exactly, man. And that's all that was ever for until that 14th Amendment, that unlawful fucking 14th Amendment was put in place. Anybody born here, you're a fucking American, a natural born American. No, you're fucking not. I tell you what, I can't go get a dual passport. Can you, John?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, I'm not Jewish either. And I'm not any other. I'm fucking just an American. And that's all I can ever be. I mean,
people understand my comment, you know, we've got people in Congress dual citizenship, and the only ones who are allowed to do that are the Israelis, the Jews.
No, that's not actually correct. The only ones that are allowed to keep their dual citizenship and serve in the fucking Congress are the goddamn Jews. Everybody else has to, denounce their former citizenship, and they have to get rid of their fucking passport. They can't carry a dual passport they can't be dual citizens. Only the Jews can.
Can you guys hear me?
Go ahead.
I can shed some light on this. I'm actually a dual Irish, dual American citizen. Uh-huh. My brother's a Border Patrol agent, too. Here's the deal with dual nationality. The United States does not recognize any other nationality. If you have an American passport, you're an American. You fuck with America, you commit crimes in America, America is coming for you. I doubt that's the case with the fucking tribe. To give you an example, like I can go to Europe, I show my passport, it's an EU passport, they let me in like I'm showing my driver's license at the club.
Yep.
Okay. Come back to the United States, I show two passports. You know, I put both on the desk of the immigration officer, you know, but he doesn't even want to fucking see my Irish passport. He's like, I don't need to see that piece of shit. Show me the American one. And the only reason I put it on the desk is to explain why, you know, look, I have this passport. That's why there's no fucking custom stamps in my American passport.
Exactly. Okay?
So this whole thing of, like, you know, worrying about people that are dual national, it's a null de plume. Okay, what we really got to do is make sure that these fucking Israelis and also the Swiss, because they're in the same fucking boat as the Israelis. Switzerland is just another fucking branch on this fucking tree. I would make sure that both of those people, and if they claim immunity, it's time for a fucking SEAL team to come in and get these motherfuckers. Because any other nationality, that's what they would do if people were stealing nuclear triggers and fucking doing 9/11 and shit like that.
Well, of course they would. But this is a corporation, and that SEAL team is not an American SEAL team. That is a United Nations SEAL team taking orders from the fucking Jews.
Because I'll tell you, they'll probably disagree with you, but they're getting orders from that corporation. That's
exactly, man. I'm sure their heart's in it, but that don't mean that they're operating lawfully or that they are. I mean, the only troops that are ever supposed to be in this country were ones raised up for a specific war that was a declared war, and they were all dismissed when it was over. And they were to be, brought into the service of their country through as militia. And
yeah,
the rest of the people are the...
We get back to a militia structure, but we also need a standing military force. Even if we could wave some magic wand and fix the United States today, this network of shitbirds is spread throughout the entire fucking world, and we're going to have to spend the next century fixing this fucking shit, which
yep.
means we need a Marine Corps, we need a Navy... And we need some sort of fucking...
Did we lose the collar there? At the same time, all the dogs in the town start...
There's so much fucking work to do on all this shit.
We lost you there for a moment.
I'm sorry. I was saying,
Yeah, we're getting the thing is, if the peoples of the world in each country... And each goddamn, right down to the goddamn townships. If the people just rose up, you really wouldn't need a standing army. I mean, there's just a handful of these son of a bitches that are fucking controlling the whole planet. And they could be taken care of by their own. You're gonna have pirates. You're gonna have goddamn, the people that you're gonna have thieves. I mean, that's the nature of goddamn man, and that's why we kept a navy. But that was to stay under the admiralty and off the shores of America. They were never to have any authority here on our part of this continent. But
these fuckers own just about every other country on the planet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
China, Russia. Okay, so like I said, it's going to take a fucking century to clean that shit up. We got to keep our military bases all around the world. Basically, what we got to do, Kennedy, that speech he made in front of the Hoover Institute, where he talks about peace, genuine peace, not a Pax Americana. We got to build allies around the world. Show them, the beauty of something like the Bill of Rights. Here, I don't care if you're fucking Filipino. Adopt this for your own country.
Yep.
Let's move forward together. And that's what we do. We just literally, decentralization, building allies, free fucking trade. That's what needs to happen here. And you know what? It'll be easy. Like you said, these people are fucking few. I mean, the one thing these people might do is pop a nuclear war, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of fear porn about nukes. 28, 48 days later, you're good to fucking go. You can come back up to the surface. Like, the idea that would destroy the world is fucking bullshit. It really is. Even if they popped off every fucking nuke on the planet, 40, 50 days later, you'd be able to go back up top and start fucking planting some new fucking seeds. It's just
well,
the
yeah,
way it is.
They don't want to really destroy the real estate. What they're keyed on us.
What if they
they're
were losing control? I'll tell you that right now. And to be honest, I say at this stage, fucking bring it. Because it really is. When you look into like stuff like technocracy and what these motherfuckers are trying to do, we are the last sentient generation before these motherfuckers fill us full of nanochips and just fucking basically make us into fucking slaves. That's just a fact.
I can't disagree with you one goddamn bit. But the bottom line is, though, via the internet, before for America, corporate fucking institution turned our internet over to the fucking Chinese, we were making connections around the world. And right now, the people are rising up around the world. You just seen yesterday they upped it to like $36,000 fine for not wearing a fucking mask in Britain. The people in France, after they burned that first Masonic Lodge, you didn't hear no more about what was going on in France. You think that they just stopped and everybody gave up? I mean, this mask thing is pissing people off across the goddamn planet. and this goddamn control thing. I mean, they lived under socialism, but they always had America to look at, you know, to, well, God, look how free those people live. And they kind of kept their socialism, held it heel a bit so that these people wouldn't be, you know, God, I'm a goddamn slave and turn on them. But now it's very evident that they intend to fucking, you know, to put the whole goddamn world under their thumb. And just have a handful at the fucking top rule us under international communism.
It's more than communism. You should look into a woman called Nikki Rapana. What they're trying to push is communitarianism. And it's the worst parts of socialism, it's the worst parts of capitalism, and it's the worst parts of religion. All combined.
Communitarianism.
It's the next thing. It's what these people are looking to do. This Antifa shit, this is a soap opera. Like, this is just to destabilize the society. It is not the end goal.
Of course it is. And, you know, and it plays into, right, what we're reading here in this article. I mean, you can come here from another fucking country and claim that you have the same loyalty to this land. I mean, I'm from this land. I mean, this is my land. It's been my land for goddamn since the end of that fucking so-called Revolutionary War that my fucking people fought. My fucking people won it with blood and took the rest with goddamn blood. And we set down the Bill of Rights as our goddamn law. And they're pissing on our fucking law and telling us that they are our rulers. Well, that's what that fucking king was trying to do. And it's gonna have, you know, you're right, it's gonna take the cleaning out of the whole goddamn world because this shit comes right from the fucking top. People's names you don't even fucking know. But either people are gonna live like in pure fucking misery as slaves. Are they going to stand up on their goddamn feet and have a backbone and mow these motherfuckers down? There's 7 billion people on this planet, and there's probably about a million or two that are fucking us all. So if everybody went at them at once, man, there ain't a goddamn thing they could do but just run till they got caught and then get their fucking asses hung. And like you said, I'll drop leaflets of the fucking Bill of Rights everywhere. Hey, man, do you want to be free? Do you really want to be fucking free?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, there's some cultures that you're gonna literally need to bring back to school in a peaceful, loving way. Like Chinese have been so fucked with, they're not gonna even understand the concept of the Bill of Rights, or at least a good chunk of them won't. Especially like the peasant farmer people. But you could do that through schools, and you know that's the importance of actually embracing the fact that we are, as Americans, a multicultural society. Reach out to the fucking Chinese people in this country and realize, you know, again, we got to get back to teaching people civics across the board. Yep. And you know, you see this throughout this country. You see shitbirds of every fucking color. You see good people of every color.
Yes, you do.
The reason why I got a fucking SBR pistol AR sitting beside me is because the guy who was running the fucking ATF under Obama, a Latin guy, decided that, you know what, America counts more than what the fuck is going on. And he pushed through all this stuff and armed us better than we've ever been armed under any president for the last 30 fucking years. The guy who just fucking declared California's ban on magazines unconstitutional is a court circuit judge that was, back in the day, was one of the fucking roof Koreans shooting fucking people to defend his father's fucking store.
Well, you know, you got to look at the entirety. You got to step back and look at the entirety of the situation too. They have pumped multiculturalism into this country. I mean, you got places in like Michigan that are running under Sharia law. And yesterday, I hear about these this goddamn Antifa jurisdiction and shit, and they're talking about they're starting to go out into the suburbs and threaten to burn people's fucking houses. It's time for the people to pick up their fucking guns and take this country back.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and it's going to happen. The only way this is going to happen, like, what do you got to understand about the whole term? Like, these are fucking green commie buzzwords, like multiculturalism and all that.
Oh, hell yes.
That's fucking weaponized.
Well, of course it is.
It's 100% weaponized. It's not what I'm talking about. What they're talking about is literally just, like, race fucking blending. Uh-huh. And furthermore, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with immigration as long as the people that are coming here understand what this fucking country is about. But when some fucking Jewed up NGO group drops fucking 40,000 Ethiopian post turtles in some town that has a population of 70,000 people, that's a fucking problem. And that's
what you're talking about.
The two differences.
To me, immigration is a problem. Because they are taking what, this country belongs to the American nationals that fucking won it through, in battle, in blood. Okay? And with the only way that, if it belongs to me, it belongs to you, it belongs to each and every one of us equally. It belongs to the American nationals. They are taking, when they bring somebody else in here, they are taking a portion of what we own without procedural due process. And they've taken our resources by the trillions of fucking dollars. Right now it's going out the goddamn, the foreign ports on our own fucking shores. They have stolen from us. And every time an immigrant comes in here, they take from every goddamn one of us, and we do not get no due process of the law. That's why that's what they're trying to destroy right now, is any fucking thought that we have due process of the law. It's the same shit with this coronavirus bullshit. They come with zero jurisdiction over you. No court order. No warrant. No, and I mean a court order from a goddamn common law jury is the only lawful way that I can be commanded to do anything. And you got a goddamn store employee who thinks they have some kind of fucking jurisdiction over you that's going to tell you what to do. No, I disagree. I don't want not only do I want no more immigration, I want every motherfucker brought here under this fraud that seized what belongs to me without due process of the fucking law because they could never provide it. And this government, this phony fucking government and this lying ass fucking constitution that doesn't even exist because it was, because of the way it was created and the way it was ratified. It wasn't ratified by we the people. It was ratified by the representatives of the aristocracy appointed by the aristocracy. The Bill of Rights is the only goddamn law in this land. And we gotta enforce it with a goddamn attitude of zero tolerance. And I want all these fuckers out of here. And it does matter how many people are here. When I go down to my God to go fishing, when I go to go hunting, when I go to go camping, it fucking matters. Believe me, brother. They're fucking everywhere, and I want them to fuck out because this belongs to me, not to them. And they did not win it from me in war.
Well, you're talking about people that, like I said, are being brought in under auspicious fucking, by these scumbag fucking soldiers.
Exactly.
People that are fucking, that are straight off the boat, that are in the Marine Corps right now getting their ass shot up to earn their citizenship. There's people like my uncle who fucking walked here because he had a warrant on him from the fucking IRA back in 1924, went to work for Standard Oil, went to fucking Iwo Jima, went to Saipan, and then worked for this country for another 40 years. There's people like my father who came here in the 70s and built the fucking World Trade Center, okay?
That's cool and everything, but is that Bill of Rights absolute law or is it not? I mean, if you have a relative that you want to bring here and you want to give them a portion of your part of this country, go for it. But you don't get to give away what belongs to me.
I never put my hand out to nobody. Okay.
Oh, I hear you, brother.
Welfare, never been on fucking unemployment. I came here with my fucking family and worked. And there's tons of people like that. Okay.
Well, the people
just make a blanket statement like that.
I'll tell you where the I'll tell you how to be sorted out. Is the people who fight the people who step up and fight to enforce that fucking law, and they're going to own this goddamn country, no matter who they fucking are.
Irish immigrants. You know that there is no fucking other ethnic group in this country. There's no other two ethnic groups in this country that has won more medals of honor than Irish people.
Well, my grandfather was a full-blooded Irishman, and I mean, I'm proud of my heritage too. But the bottom line is, after this is over, I mean, I'm sure your family's going to fight, and it's going to belong to the people who do the goddamn fighting this time. I mean, 3% they say did the fighting the first time around. Huh?
And I'll tell you, there should be a moratorium on immigration for a couple of years until we get some shit sorted out.
For about 20 years until we become one people again.
Yeah. Look, I think the biggest thing is we got to sort out the difference. Like I said, there's these Jewed up NGO groups that are literally importing people for the sake of them being weapons.
You got weapons and goddamn slave, and they're importing them for slave labor. Because the bottom line is, we are going to wake, we are waking up homeless on the goddamn continent that our forefathers conquered. And how in the fuck's that happening? I mean, you got a company, I want 500 Somalians to run the night shift at my cupcake factory. Oh, we got 500 Somali refugees here. We built them a fucking town. We paid for it. Yeah. And that's what the fuck's going on here.
Yeah. And that's wrong. And we need to make the distinction between that shit. And you know what? I have no fucking problem with someone from Somalia coming here, but they better know the fucking Bill of Rights before they get off that fucking plane.
And be ready to fucking fight for it from the first fucking second.
Yeah.
Because my rights are your rights. I fight and die for your rights. You fight and die for my rights. If that is the agreement between all of us, they could never fucking touch us.
Yeah, that is the point of being an American. And people need to fucking understand that before they get here. But that's not what's happening. And to get to the root of this issue, we need to be a bit more specific and nuanced.
I agree.
That's what we achieved through having this conversation. And for anyone who's listening that's a fucking liberal, this is how our democracy was built. Athenian debate.
It's not a my brother, it's not a democracy. It's not a democracy. It is a republic. It is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. It is nothing but a republic. And that, and it is, and when they made up that, when they made their corporation in 1871, when they chartered a corporation to replace the republic, look up the word republic and look up the word corporation. And then look what they did with the 14th Amendment and subjugating the people, calling the people the subjects of a fucking corporation, which means corporate property. I mean, it's the misunderstanding of what the fuck happened and who we are and what we're supposed to be doing right now. It is our fucking duty to kill these fucking communists and run them out of this country. It's our duty to our progeny.
Democracy is communism.
You goddamn right it is. Anyways, we're going to take our break. It was a good conversation, my friend there.
Take your break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight prayer and the blood red moon. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Super rock, super rock, so sweet. Shining armor, piercing ring. Ours is to run with a father's shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight prayer.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was March of Cambrai. Heather Alexander with March of Cambrai there. And I'm Henry Shively, and this show is co-hosted by my brother, John D., U.S. Marine fighting tyranny. It is time for the tactical report, so I'm going to say, John, you have the mic, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Henry. I'm glad you handled that, Henry, because I tell you what, my patience runs thin with some of those types of arguments, the way they get convoluted, so I'm glad you handle that stuff.
No, the guy is, I mean, he sees it, you know, and he's American to it from his head to his toes, and he understands the Bill of Rights. It's, the immigrants, you know, I was talking about are all of these that have been brought in here as refugees. I'm talking about the whole goddamn idea. Because, I mean, if you own something, man, somebody else can't decide that you're going to give up a part of what you own so that, you know, because they want somebody else in here. I mean,
what the UN did to Palestine?
Exactly. That's why we have the due process of the law. If you take anything from me, you have to have you have to file in a common law court, and you have to have a civil complaint if you want my property. And you better have a reason, as a redress for something I've done to you, or damage I've done to your property. Due process of the law. That's what the people who rose up in 1775, and they were from Scotland, they were from Ireland, they were from mostly Germans, and that's what they stood up for. So due process of the law. That's what liberty is. Nobody can take your fucking shit without going through the due process of the law and without a jury verdict of your fucking peers. And that's what they are trying to remove right now. That's what we gotta fight for.
Well, I think that's what they're violating each and every day like a rapist.
Yeah, they don't even recognize it anymore. When you got a goddamn son of a bitch at a store who knows he does not have the authority to fucking tell anybody they have to wear any fucking thing, telling his employees that they are to stop you from and tell you you have to wear a fucking mask. When you see people being arrested by these goddamn Blackwater USA motherfuckers, these non-jurisdictional son of a bitch and goddamn infiltrators, these private fucking army with the rank to go with it, well, then you've got yourself a fucking problem, because that is not due process of the law. That is their fucking effort to subjugate you and remove the due process of the law. And that is what that 14th Amendment is for, to remove the due process of the fucking law and reduce your fucking rights to privileges and immunities granted by an unlawfully created fucking government in violation of the fucking supreme superior law of 1791 for this country by the fucking people and the people's jurisdiction. I'll let you get on with it, John.
You got it, Henry. Thank you for clarifying that. I love my brother Henry. All right, let's get moving here. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report, and it is September 22nd. So, yes, we are in fall, September 22nd, 2020, that is, and it is 1547 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That is 347 to all you civilians out there, or to all those people who think they're going to vote their way out of this. Mickey's little hand is just past the 3, and his big hand is pointing near the 9. All right, let's get moving here. I want to cover a couple of interesting things. Number one, that caller in before, and this is a common mistake, and I do think that sometimes it's just a mistake because we have been raised in an environment where they have deliberately confused the language. And part of that is how you get away from people understanding that we are being denied our due process rights. You know, they twist the language. And this notion between a republic and a democracy is one of those little attacks on the language that I have seen has existed for many decades. It's not recent. It's not recent at all. And there is a world of difference between a democracy and a republic, and that is the form of our government, a limited form of representative government called a republic. That is what we're supposed to have. Of course, we don't. Israel runs the country, but that we're supposed to have a republic. But the point with the use of the term democracy is we've never been a democracy. There has never been a democracy in the northern continent of the United States, or the Americas, as they call it, in the history of the planet. Before us, we were a colonial monarchy. That's when we were a British colony. That was a monarchy, believe it or not. Colonial monarchy. Before them, well, before the Europeans showed up here, you had the American Indians running roughshod over this whole continent. This was their country, and they were basically a theology. They still weren't democracy. And before the American Indians, what did you have? Well, you had little roving gangs of kind of pre-Neanderthals or pre-Homo sapiens. But they certainly want no democracy. And then before them, it was just law of the jungle. It was just animals before there was anything that like people here. So there was never a point where there was a democracy here in the in North America. None. Ever. Period. In the history of the planet. So how people make that mistake is due to the twisting of the language, which has been done to us deliberately. And that's part of what we do here on the show, is to try and hammer those wrinkles in the language out so people understand there is a certain time and a certain place to use certain words because they are not interchangeable, like the terms money and currency. They are not the same. They are also not interchangeable, even though most people have grown up thinking that they are. All right, let's get moving here. Let's take another look at how we're going to confirm that we're not actually a republic, or a limited form of representative government called the government, called a republic, because it's right over here in the government codes. And Henry's talked about this many times. And Henry shortens it down to it's code 28 U.S. code subpart 15. Well, if you look at the entire search chain of terms, it actually comes up under, let me get this right, here we go. It would be U.S. Code, Title 28, Part 6, Chapter 176, Subchapter A, Section 3002. That would be the entire search chain to find this. Now, the name of those different sections is what you heard me say yesterday, which made it sound really long and cumbersome. But that's just the name of those parts. So I'll say it one more time. U.S. Code, Title 28, which is Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, Part 6, which is Particular Proceedings, Chapter 176, which is Federal Debt Collection Procedure, Subchapter A, which is Definitions and General Provisions, Section 3002, Definitions. So to shorten it down, we just typically say Title 28, Subpart 15. And then when you go down to Subpart 15, what it says is, and I'm going to say it again even though I did it yesterday, Subpart 15, United States, both with capital letters. United States means A, which means this is the priority definition, a federal corporation. Right there in black and white, people. The secondary definition of it is an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States. Again, with both with capital letters. And then the last one, C, an instrumentality of the United States. And that's an interesting phrase because the word instrumentality has a plethora of applications and certainly several definitions that it could be applied to. So they kind of make it broad-based there when they put that definition in there. But there it is. If you want to find it, you can just go to U.S. Codes, 28 U.S. Code. And actually, they got it right over here in, believe it or not, Cornell Law School. If you go to Cornell Law School and type in 28 U.S. Code 3002 definitions, this whole search chain comes right up. All right, let's get moving here. Let's take a quick fly over this other fraud called the financial markets. And again, a big smackdown in gold. Gold is currently at $1,906. It was as low as 1894, 1893 roughly. It jumped back up to 1920 a couple hours later, and then they did another smackdown. So its current price is just above 1900. Remember, part of the reason they're going to keep doing these smackdowns, at least for a little while longer, is because when gold explodes, that exposes their complete fraud. Then it becomes apparent that the entire U.S. financial system is nothing more than a glorified version of Enron. Complete fraud. So one of the mechanisms to give the illusion that this Zionist Jew certificate of enslavement called the Federal Reserve Note, which stupid people call the U.S. dollar, again, there's that interchangeability. The phrase U.S. dollar and a Federal Reserve note, in fact, are not the same thing and technically are not interchangeable. A Federal Reserve note indicates something, a letter of credit, essentially. It's actually a letter of debt created by the Federal Reserve, which is owned by private corporations, whereas a U.S. dollar would indicate something created by the U.S. government. And clearly, that is not the case. So again, this is the twisting of the language, and Henry talks about that all the time, the phrase attorney, to attorn, to twist. This is one of the things they do. They twist language, so after a while, you don't know which way is up or which way is down. All right, so we got gold, which is at $1,906. Silver also got a little bit of a smackdown. It's down to $24.46, and again, sometimes silver is called the poor man's gold, and I do believe that the upside potential is greater than gold. Although gold has almost unlimited upside. I've seen several articles talking about $10,000 and $15,000 per ounce gold coming, and that's the minimum they're looking at, which really means the complete purchasing power destruction of this thing people call the U.S. dollar. It's not. It's the Federal Reserve note, or complete loss of purchasing power. But silver, I do believe, is going to have even more upside potential. So, again, it's up to you how you want to allocate some of your current currency and put it into a parking vehicle, a mechanism that will hold its purchasing power until you need it at some point in the future. But I do believe both silver and gold are good bets. In fact, it's the only form of real money throughout human history. And silver, I do believe, is a slightly better bet if you're looking to put some, and you want to not put some in as silver, put some in what they call allocated assets. That is a certain percentage in silver and a certain percentage in gold. I would weigh it a little bit more heavy in silver easily. In fact, I have in my own in portfolio, I own far more silver than I do gold. Going on. Let's take a quick look at these major fraud indicators. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 27,230. It's up a whopping 82 points today, which is actually not a big jump. U.S. dollar index is at 94%. And remember, the U.S. dollar index is not a measure of purchasing power. It is simply a comparison between the Federal Reserve note and a basket of six other worthless currencies, and they're all depreciating at the same level, so that's how they maintain parity. It's not a measure of how much is the dollar in and of itself worth. It's only a measure of which one is depreciating quicker compared to the other. That's all this U.S. dollar index tells you. Crude oil is at $39.55. And for those who want to dabble in cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin, which is not a currency at all, again, These are simply gambling devices for the most point. Although Bitcoin has the added advantage, it does allow you to make instantaneous or near instantaneous payments almost anywhere in the world. In fact, I think the payments typically take something like 20 to 25 minutes to clear, even if I was sending it to somewhere in Oshkosh or Australia or to Nepal, as long as they had a computer and they could receive it. It only takes about 20 minutes for the so-called payment to clear, whereas if you use traditional banking methods, that can typically take 24 to 48 hours quite easily. So Bitcoin does have that advantage easily, but it is, in the end, nothing more or little more than a gambling device. Going on. Here's an interesting thing. Now we're talking about this COVID scam. Now remember, COVID-19 is a political emergency, not a medical emergency. There is no pandemic called COVID-19, period. There's no epidemic. There's no pandemic. There's no outbreak. What we have is an outbreak of treason, sloth, and stupidity with anybody who goes along with this. That's the outbreak that is occurring, people. But this COVID-19 is really nothing more than the common cold. In fact, I don't even think, and Henry has said this several times, and now I'm agreeing with him more and more, I don't think there is any genetically unique pathogen called COVID-19, because they have refused to identify in particular exactly what COVID-19 is. They keep referring to it in general terms. And when they do that, that means they haven't actually isolated the genetically unique pathogen that somebody might call COVID-19. What we have found is that what they're calling COVID-19 and the rate of sickness that they declare is caused by it isn't even equal to a bad cold season. Not even. In fact, what they're finding, it's about 30% to 50% less than even just a mild cold season. So there is no pandemic, people, and anyone that goes along with it is a fucking imbecile. Now let's talk about people who are not going along with it. Over in AIER, this is an interesting site, American Institute for Economic Research. And I'm surprised they covered this because it sounds like one of those commie sites to me, but this is an interesting article they have in there right now. Open letter from medical doctors and health professionals to all Belgian authorities and all Belgian media. Now, of course, this was not covered in the mass Zionist media in America's here, in the Americas here, but apparently it's covered over there in Europe, especially in Belgium. Goes on to say, the following letter has made an impact on public health authorities not only in Belgium, but around the world. Well, I didn't even hear it mentioned in the American Zionist press. The text could pertain to any case in which states lock down their citizens rather than allow people freedom and permit medical professionals to bear the primary job of disease mitigation. So far, it has been signed by 394 medical doctors, 1,340 medically trained health professionals, and nearly 9,000 citizens. And the letter states, and I'm only going to read just the first part of it, we, Belgian doctors and health professionals, wish to express our serious concerns about the evolution of the situation in the recent months surrounding the outbreak of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. We call on politicians to be independently and critically informed in the decision-making process and in the compulsory implementation of corona measures. We ask for an open debate where all experts are represented without any form of censorship. After the initial panic surrounding COVID-19, the objective facts now show a completely different picture. And they got this in bold letters. There is no medical justification for an emergency policy anymore. The current crisis management has been totally disproportionate and causes more damage than it does any good. A cure must not be worse than the problem, as is a thesis that is more relevant than ever in the current situation. We note, however, that the collateral damage now being caused to the population will have a greater impact in the short and long term on all sections of the population than the number of people now being safeguarded from corona. And it goes on in that vein, people. So, again, remember I covered an article last week where there was a forum of over 1,000 German doctors who declared not only is COVID-19 overstated, in fact, their words were, it is a 100% fraud. Not 99%, not 99.1, not 99.9, 100% fraud. And that was over 1,000 doctors, not even health professionals, doctors, people who are academically and, of course, job suited to make those kinds of statements without contradiction. Anyway, that's an interesting article in these letters. People around the world are getting pissed off. And finally, what they're going to have to realize at some point is the only way this is going to be solved is with injections of lead into these people who are demanding that they have a right to exercise tyranny over us. That's the only way you get rid of these fucking international communists. That's all they understand is violence. Swift, blinding, life-ending violence. Otherwise, they'll just come at you with something else again a week, a month, or a year from now. Going on. Now, we were talking about the vaccines. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to cover it real quick again because you people who may not be sure or are thinking about, well, I may not get the COVID-19 vaccine, but I might get another one, especially with one of them flu vaccines. Well, what's in some of these vaccines? In fact, what is in these vaccines? Here's a list of just some of the ingredients they inject into you, your wife, your husband, your children, your family, your loved ones, your coworkers, and people you've never even met. This is the stuff they're injecting into you, but you can be damn sure the people at the top, they're not getting these injections because they know what's in them. They're the ones demanding these kinds of ingredients get put in there for the destruction of humanity. Remember, this isn't about a war of republic versus democracy. This is a war against all of humanity. We're not just fighting for America. We're fighting for the right to exist. That is a war against humanity, people. Well, let's take a quick look, and you can see this for yourself if you go over to learntherisk.org. Learntherisk.org. And they have a great, great little guide chart. Do you know what's in a vaccine? And right under it, they have a subtitle, subheading. None of these should be injected into your body. Now, that's a great statement, none of them, but in fact, all of these things are being injected into people, including your children. Number one, let's take a quick look at what some of the stuff is that got, and this isn't even an extensive list. This is just some of the more noxious chemicals or more noxious elements that are in those vaccines that they're injecting in you. Aluminum, known to cause brain damage at all doses, linked to Alzheimer's disease, dementia, seizures, autoimmune diseases, SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome, and cancer. The toxin accumulates in the brain and causes more damage with each dose. That is, when the aluminum is injected into you and it accumulates in the brain, it doesn't slowly get discharged out of the brain. It stays there. And so when you get another injection, guess what? The new aluminum that was just injected into you goes up and accumulates with the previous aluminum that was already in your brain. That's right. And that, of course, causes neurotissue destruction. Going on, beta-propylactone, known to cause cancer, suspected gastrointestinal, liver, nerve, respiratory, skin, and sense of organ poison. Well, that doesn't sound good. Gentamicin sulfate and polymyxin B, which they say are antibiotics. Allergic reactions can range from mild to life-threatening. In other words, it can kill you. Genetically modified yeast, animal, bacterial, and viral DNA. What? That's right, people. They're injecting DNA and DNA fragments into you, which do get incorporated into your DNA. Can be incorporated into the recipient's DNA and cause unknown genetic mutations. What's another word for genetic mutations? Oh, that's right. Cancer. Glutaraldehyde. Poison, if ingested, causes birth defects in animals. Formaldehyde, which they call formalin, known to cause cancer in humans, probable gastrointestinal, liver, respiratory, immune, nerve, and reproductive system poison. Banned from injectables in most European countries. So now you've got these twits, these idiots, these scumbags in Europe who are even smart enough, or at least smart enough, to know you shouldn't be injecting formaldehyde into people. Yet here we are in this great country of America doing it without hesitation. Latex rubber, can cause life-threatening allergic reactions. Human and animal cells, human DNA from aborted babies, pig blood, horse blood, rabbit brains, dog kidneys, cow hearts, monkey kidneys, chick embryos, calf serum, sheep blood, and more, linked to childhood leukemia and diabetes and a whole host of other diseases, people. Mercury, also called thimerosal, one of the most toxic substances known. Even if a thermometer breaks, the building is cleared and a hazmat team is called in. Tiny doses cause damage in the brain, gut, liver, bone marrow, nervous system, and or kidneys, linked to autoimmune disorders and neurological disorders like autism and a lot of other diseases. Monosodium glutamate, also known as MSG, you know, the stuff that they put in Chinese food to add flavoring, a toxic chemical that is linked to birth defects, developmental delays, and infertility, banned in Europe. Neomycin sulfate, also declared an antibiotic, interferes with vitamin B6 absorption, which can lead to epilepsy and brain damage. Allergic reactions can range from mild to life-threatening. In other words, it can kill you. Phenol and polyoxyethanol, also known as 2-PE, used as an antifreeze, toxic to all cells and capable of destroying the immune system. What? Didn't say capable of just denigrating or damaging the immune system. It said capable of destroying the immune system. If you're not sure what that means, I can't help you any further with that. Polysorbate 80 and polysorbate 20, known to cause cancer in animals and linked to numerous autoimmune issues and infertility. And tributylphosphate, potentially toxic to the kidney and nervous system. No, it's not potentially. It is toxic to the kidneys and to the nervous system. And that's just some of the ingredients that are being injected to you whenever you get one of those vaccines or one of those flu shots. My question is, when they put all the shit in there, well, is there any room left to actually put a vaccine in there? Because it sounds to me like the goddamn needle's filled with nothing but goddamn poisons, which is pretty much the truth. Going on. Now, just to remind people, this is what they're planning on. They're going to try and make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory. They're going to try. They're going to try every which way. But what's some of the stuff they're putting in there besides the list of ingredients I just read to you? I covered this before, and I'm going to mention it one more time. Quantum dot tattoos from Bill Gates to be invisibly embedded inside coronavirus vaccine. Now, this was over in Natural News, and it was posted on September 17th, 2020, and I did cover this, but I'm going to cover it one more time. It says those who line up to get injected with Wuhan coronavirus, also known as COVID-19 vaccines, this fall can expect to have their entire vaccination history permanently stored on some government server somewhere, thanks to the invisible quantum dot tattoos that Bill Gates is ensuring will quietly be embedded within them. A special dye containing nanocrystal quantum dots has reportedly been funded by Gates for inclusion in the jabs, emitting near-infrared light that can be detected using a specially equipped smartphone. These quantum dots can supposedly persist for 5 years under the skin, which presumably has to be replaced with a new injection of another 5 years of stored vaccination history. Developed by researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, with Gates funding, these new tattoos silently store people's health records without them even knowing it. A mark of the beast type of technological system that aligns with key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Quote, this technology could enable the rapid and anonymous detection of patient vaccination history to ensure that every child is vaccinated, stated Kevin McHugh, a former MIT postdoc who now works as an assistant professor of biotechnology at Rice University in Houston. And so the article goes on. That's right, people. Every child. They want everybody injected with this garbage. Now, I just read you a little list of some of the stuff that's in these vaccines, in those injections that you get. Now, does that sound like something you want injected in any child or any living organism, much less your child? I don't think so. How do you stop them? That's right. We have to give them an injection. of hot, high-speed lead, because these are your Bolsheviks, these are your communists, this is the world Zionist plan in action, and they do intend to exterminate us, and this is the mechanism they have come to, people. It's going to be with the injectables. That's how they're going to do it. The only way out of it is a shooting match. Going on, let's take a look at who stands to maybe make a little money out of this. Also over in Natural News. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, both have ties to COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer Moderna. No, say it isn't so. Yes, it is. As Henry would say, it's so-so, you can't touch it with a powder puff. On the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, USA Today published a fake news article claiming that, oh, now they're saying it's fake. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, and George Soros all have, oh, okay, now I see what they're saying, because I didn't get to read this before. I just saw this as Henry was getting ready to hand the program to me. Let me start again. On the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, USA Today published a fake news article claiming that Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, and George Soros all have zero ties to Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer Moderna. A flat-out lie. As it turns out, both Fauci and Gates have definitive ties to Moderna through a circulating video about their ties, although it says though a circulating video about their ties does contain false information. Fauci was never a CEO at Moderna, and Fauci and Gates were never college roommates. Both villains have financial ties to Moderna, a fact that USA Today intentionally ignores. Now, I've seen the video they're talking about, and again, they're throwing out a lot of misinformation out there under the guise of twisting language, twisting the facts, and now when you hear someone say, oh, Fauci and Bill Gates and or Epstein or George Soros have ties to these vaccine manufacturers, you'll say, oh, no, that video was already disproven. What they'll do is they put out these bullshit storylines, these bullshit videos, which they know are lies, and then they'll call them lies themselves, because when the facts come out, you will associate the truth as being somehow associated with that video of lies. No. These scumbags are financially connected to the vaccine makers. They are connected to the agenda of making sure everybody, including your children, get these vaccines, because this is the mechanism they have decided that they're going to reduce the world population by. And the only way to stop these international Zionist communists, these fucking Bolsheviks, is to give them an injection of hot lead served at high speeds, because that's all they understand, people, and that is all they will respond to in the end. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments from me, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. Okay, on you, Henry.
Thank you, JD. That was an excellent report. And again, man, every time I hear you talk about this, I'm just craving one of those shots.
Henry, I'm pacing around the room here just wondering, where can I run off? Where's the closest CVS so I can go get? I'm not going to get one. I'm going to keep going back there with fake ID so I can keep getting another injection day after day.
I mean, what's the difference of that or, you know, putting nerve gas? I mean, hitting you with nerve gas. There is no fucking difference. And it is a planned operation, and it is designed to fucking kill the fucking American nationals off, because we're the only ones that have a fucking legitimate fucking lawful claim to this fucking land known as the United States of these Americas. And, as far as the population that is built in this country, up to the 300 million, I mean, each generation, I mean, I have, you know, a daughter-in-law that's only second generation here, from Canadian descent. And, you know, what's going to separate the fucking American nationals from the rest of this fucking trash that's going to fucking either get killed or put on fucking deportation barges and sent the fuck out of this country is that one single piece of paper. You fight for that fucking law. You fight for the enforcement of that law. You fight for your liberty and your freedom. It will be yours. And you will have earned it. Like the first people fucking earned it. Like our real forefathers earned it. And then, and just saw it pissed away and taken away because, hey man, you know, a little few table scraps and I'll cut my fucking brother's throat. That's what this goddamn country has come to. Just like the merchants, you know, I'll violate the hell out of your rights because I want that goddamn money. I put my money above your fucking rights. You're dead. You're out of this fucking country. That's just the way it's going to work. Go ahead.
Hey, Henry, it's Doc.
Hey, brother.
This comment's for Jay. Well, it's for everybody, but JD, just think about how many immunizations and how what they are injecting us just in our first week of boot camp. How many you just stood in line to get these injections at a cyclic rate? You know, just think about the years that you served and the years that your brothers have served, and how much injections the American people have already taken.
JD.
Oh, absolutely. And there was always that universal reaction. Almost every one of us got sick as a dog from them.
Yeah.
Well, and the schools too, Doc. I mean, all the little kids lined up in line. You know, Laura's dad was a principal. He didn't allow none of his kids to have the shots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just I'm more pro-choice. If you want this stuff, then by all means, go get it.
I want you to have it. If you're that goddamn stupid, I want you out of the gene pool.
You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. I don't give not two shits. I don't even give one shit.
I don't either.
It's my body, and leave me alone.
That's it, man. I am at liberty to be left the fuck alone. I'm an individual, free. Sovereign national. That means you don't have any authority over me. The only way to get any authority.
Even to my own demise.
Exactly.
You know, but I just think over the years, and I spent my adult life in there, and just stand in line, take it, stand in line, take it, next.
And you know the ex-military were the people they want to get rid of, because they're the ones that are going to show the rest of the people how to do a special kind of killing.
All right, gentlemen, take it easy.
You have a great day. We're at the top. Well, we're past the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And if you want to do just the smallest little thing, there's no risk. I guarantee there ain't no risk like taking that fucking shot. Just unregister to vote. Remove your fucking consent from this fucking communist occupation. And that is The Word from the Trenches.